It's time for cold hard facts and hot black coffee. From the heart of the Great White North, this is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, if you want to be a guardian of the galaxy, you're not allowed to tell people about your faith in God. Well, Chris Pratt missed the memo. Two, in New York, it is no longer a crime if you kill a baby being carried by a pregnant woman, for real. In fact, prosecutors just had to drop the charges in a high-profile case. And number one, it's time to guarantee a job, a house, food, water, health care, plus a paycheck, even if you don't want to work, plus paid vacations for everyone. And now those behind the Green New Deal are lying about it.
Today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America.
It's time to get dressed. Let's get to it. It's Monday, February 11th, 2019. And right at the top of the page, I can tell you a lot of winter weather is on its way again. And in the forecast that I'm reading here, kind of sporting as many as four winter storms over the next week and a half. So if you want your kid to be in school in July, we're well on the way. Yeah, if you're in a school district that's already had too many snow days this year, which are many, West Michigan, north through Traverse City, of course, in the Lansing area, my kid's school, I think, has been canceled seven times. So past the six that are allotted and then on the way to nine, that's, you know, if you get a special permit, you can get three more, gives you nine, and then we'll be past that. So it's a mess. We need a better way. We need a better way to deal with winter weather when it comes to schools, because we don't want school extended into June. Doesn't do anything for the kids. They don't learn anything. You know that. I know that. And the people that wrote the laws know that. We need to make it a little bit wider berth, I think. Big backlash. Now, I'm going to get to everything we talked about there at the top, but I want to talk about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, sparking backlash again yesterday from members of both parties, including the former first daughter, Chelsea Clinton, after she accused a prominent lobbying group of paying Congress to support Israel. She is the first Somali-American woman elected to Congress. She is a Muslim, and she's outspoken about it. And her actions are, there are two members of Congress, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, the 13th Congressional District here, and Omar, both Muslim women that have caught a lot of attention for openly anti-Semitic remarks. And Ilhan Omar said, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," on a tweet talking about the support of Israel and why they are supported by members of Congress. She said they're being paid by AIPAC. AIPAC is what she said, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. It's been accused by progressives of agitating a conflict, or for a conflict, I should say, with Iran. And now she put it out there. Now, AIPAC defended themselves in a tweet. "We are proud that we are engaged in the democratic process to strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship. Our bipartisan efforts are reflective of American values and interests." Now, there are those on both sides of the aisle now calling for her to be removed from all committees, to be censured or sanctioned. She's only been in office for a month. Been in office for a month, just a little bit over, and they're talking about sanctions and anti-Semitism. "House Democrat leaders should condemn this anti-Semitism and immediately remove Ilhan from the House Foreign Affairs Committee." Now, that came from Liz Cheney. She's, of course, a Republican. But this comes from another freshman Democrat, Max Rose of New York. "When someone uses hateful and offensive tropes and words against people of my faith, I will not be silent." Rose put that out in a statement. "At a time when anti-Semitic attacks are on the rise, our leaders should not be invoking hurtful stereotypes and caricatures of Jewish people to dismiss those who support Israel. In the Democratic Party and in the United States of America, we celebrate the diversity of our people and the gods we pray to as a strength. The Congresswoman's statements do not live up to that cherished ideal." Max Rose is a Jew. And then this from M. Zudi Jesser: "An American Muslim I am, and I plead that this is only a good first step to be followed by a swift sanction against Ilhan for bigotry unfit for the U.S. Congress, with removal from all committees. Ignoring this would bring the bigotry of low expectations to a new low for Muslims," he said. So there's a lot of blowback on this. A lot of blowback on this. And we'll keep up with it as we go along. Now, on the border situation, we have until Friday, right? Friday's the deadline. By the way, it's Valentine's this week, Thursday. And Friday at midnight is the deadline for funding the government or getting a deal done to fund the border wall. Now, all weekend, it sounded like something was going to happen. You have these 17 members of Congress that are behind closed doors, feel like it's going to happen, then suddenly it hits a roadblock. Suddenly it hits a roadblock, and it comes to a stop. And apparently the argument, the impasse is over. Democrats want to say, we will not give you any more than this number of beds for those coming into the country. For criminals, they want to eliminate the number of rooms and beds available for criminals stopped at the border that are not allowed in the United States. Why would you not want to have enough beds and space to stop the criminals and house them before they're deported back? Now, for Democrat Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky, he says too many people are getting their egos involved in trying to hammer out a border enforcement and barriers deal. Both sides pointing fingers, and he says it needs to stop. It's bite four. This is John Yarmuth. Again, he's a Democrat from Kentucky. Seems fairly reasonable here in a conversation on the Sunday talk shows. Bite four, go.
This has become pretty much an ego negotiation. This really isn't over substance. What needs to happen is Secretary Nielsen needs to come to the Hill and lay out her plans and be questioned on them so that we can figure out and try to come to an agreement on what the necessary security provisions should be. And then we'll fund them. Democrats are always willing to fund. I was part of the Gang of Eight back in 2013 that worked on immigration reform for 7 months. We had a $40 billion provision for border security in that, and it embraced all of the things we're talking about, barriers and drones and technology and personnel. But again, nobody's really done the deep dive on what is essential to secure our borders across Mexico.
It sounds like you did do the deep dive. In the Gang of Eight deal, $40 billion for border security is what it would take. But now Democrats are saying, no, we're not going to get there. We're not going to do this. In fact, Yarmuth went on to say, if President Trump and Nancy Pelosi and others would just keep quiet, a deal could be made fast. It's bite five. Bite five, go.
We have people of goodwill and intelligence and thoughtfulness who actually can negotiate all these things very easily. But then the outside world intervenes. And again, it's not just President Trump or Nancy Pelosi. It's also, the right-wing media, left-wing organizations. We have so many outside pressures that make it very, very difficult for us to come to a logical compromise and then sell it. And I don't know the answer to that, but we could have gotten it done this weekend.
Could have gotten it done this weekend, not for $40 billion, which you guys agreed to previously. It was the number needed to fund border security with everything, with barriers, with personnel, with high-tech machinery and scanners and all of those things. $40 billion was the number they arrived at with the Gang of Eight, and now Democrats are offering $2 billion or less. Plus, they want to limit the number of beds for criminals. Who are they worried about, by the way? Because clearly they're not worried about you or I and our safety or your family's safety, because if they were, we wouldn't be doing these things. We wouldn't be having these games, would we? And the answer is, of course not. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. We're almost there, by the way. Get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you all across the state of Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more and get started cleaning up your backyard. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.